Token Smart Podcast, first week back, and we're actually just sitting here for like 5 minutes trying to talk about all the things that we need to talk about because about 6 billion events and things have occurred since we last met. We blew out the whip and week three of the Metal Olympics events. Since then, I'm going to lose track of some of these things, undoubtedly. We had Metageist's amazing VR thing, and then we're in conversation with him about doing that again. Who What Wearables had their thing. Dab Dragon Hangouts have been blowing up, which is awesome because that was just sort of an experiment that we just decided to roll with, and that's been fun. We had the first annual Gobble Gobble Meta Festival, whatever the hell we called it, which CryptoVoxels broke, and we weren't able to put the massive Thanksgiving feast down that Leandro had prepared for us. So we stuck pictures of it on the wall, and he was able to clone all the champagne and beer bottles in the room and line it up on the table. So we got Voxel drunk on the day before Thanksgiving, and Ian from Bitrees just murdered the set, played for about 30-40 minutes, and he's down to play more stuff for us. The MIP took place on Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. in the WIP time slot. I was not available for that, but by all accounts, sounded like it went well. And then here we are back in the saddle trying to catch up on 10,000 things simultaneously. Known Origin is sponsoring WIP Asia tonight, which is awesome. Obviously, we got the WIP and the Metalympics coming up this week, sponsored by Second Legion. We'll be throwing some darts for the competition.
Oh, shit.
And man, I don't know. There's just so much cool stuff going on. A lot of notifications that I still got to plow through after like going on hiatus for a couple days over the holidays. But it is good being back in the seat with you guys and catching up to hear what's been going on your end. So talk to me, guys. What's up, y'all?
That's awesome, man. I was, you know, I don't know if either one of you have been poking around the CryptoVoxels Discord, but one guy, what is it? Jake Knows Data. He's been working all kinds of scripting stuff, and he actually created an in-world paintball game that he had some people testing out that was apparently working.
Yes.
So that makes me think that, you know, CV's right on the cusp of something really cool if we can make that a little simpler.
Dude, definitely. I was just saying to Drago Nate last week that you can see where like season 5 of the Metalympics is, right? When it's like super competitive, all in VR with like, you know, tons of amazing like prizes on the line. And, you know, it's going to make our current iteration of the Metalympics look like the Stone Age or whatever. But dude, that's awesome, man. And I know Matt was saying right before we started that Wearables is back up or about to be back up or plowing through the inventory, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so some of that I was talking to Ben and we were going back and forth and it became really hard to test it, so I actually transferred ownership of the minting contract back to him, so he's been going through and pushing stuff out. So it hasn't been me, even though, you know, I would take credit, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no.
but he's been pushing it. Yeah, he's been pushing them through as he's testing and trying to get stuff going. So once he's done, we talk, you know, he'll probably transfer it back to me, because normally it was one of those, the whole reason I took it up in the first place, you know, anybody who's been in the CryptoVoxel community for a while knows Ben and his idiosyncrasies. In a way, you know, so it's, sometimes he gets bogged down with other stuff or things that he thinks should be focused on. So for a while he was dropping all the minting stuff for, you know, a month, 2 months at a time, stuff like that. So he transferred it to me. So part of my role is to try to get in more recurring time frame to make it more, you know, hey, every 2 days, you know, if you submit it, expect a 48 hour wait period. So that was the point of me doing it in the first place. But since we've been down, there's been such a big issue with how the voxel renderer has been working. It was just easier for him to have control of it. So he's not having to send me, you know, okay, ready, hit the go button. And then I report back, nope, it's not working yet. So I think we're on a good path now. You know, it's definitely being taken seriously now and being pushed through, as we've seen some wearables come through. So obviously something's working. Slowly but surely.
Yeah, I saw his tweets where he just like intermittently, I guess, mint something But now this is kind of, it has me worried that since he has the authority that he's going to get sidetracked with all the other issues that pop up and ideas that spring into his mind. So I'm going to have to light another fire there because we have some cool wearable events coming up. But, I mean, not the least being the Meta Olympics, where we have this huge stash of wearables for us and then everyone that's kind of like participating in the event. But yeah, definitely want to get that locked down. Aside from that, though, we have a Whip Asia coming up in how many hours? Like, yeah, 16 or something like that. EtherScan, probably like the most used, most not least understood project in the space, is going to be speaking tomorrow. So I think a lot of folks are, they have no idea what they're doing. So it'd be interesting to hear from the horse's mouth what they're up to. And they're going to be talking about some of their plans and designs on how they want to integrate and incorporate NFTs into their site to make it easier for folks in NFT land. Yeah.
That's fire right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Plus we have,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Plus Sats Moon and his buddy Dave will be talking about future art, the in real life crypto art show that they're going to be putting on down in Sydney in the beginning of 2021. And like Grizzle said, Known Origin is the location host, the Whip Asia host for that matter tomorrow. And they're going to be demoing and I think having some pretty sweet deals on their new secondary marketplace for folks to get into. So really, really excited to get into that with everyone. And then Thursday, man, we got Mintbase talking about the advent calendar event, the second advent calendar event that's going on concurrently, I guess, not Pranksies, but it's a totally separate one. Whip has a place there so we can give some shit away. Spread the joy for the holiday season. The Graph is going to be talking. Joy, probably one of the most exciting crypto artists, will be talking. And then Bitcoin Madam, who's like a force of a crypto art collector, will be talking about her collecting habits and stuff like that, just getting a different perspective and voice on crypto art collecting. So stoked for that.
Nice, man. That's cool. It'll be so nice to have being able to mint these wearables and everything. I feel like everyone from, I saw Pandex recently like resurfaced and is doing something with them. And we've been in so many conversations with so many people. I mean, the Whip also has a booth, like not in addition to the Meta Olympics wearables, you know, we got a booth's worth of wearables on top of all the other booth sponsors have their wearables in line and everything. And it was just so fun. Like, did you see, I think it's Who What Wearables started this ugly sweaters contest and then Pixel dropped an awesome one. And I've seen at least like one or two. I'm not sure if they're both from Pixel, but there's just like, you know, and Matt, you've mentioned it like so many times. There's so much fun like around the wearables and like the whole wearable culture that like not having it in the loop for, you know, a couple months, I feel like it's almost like a Christmas gift being able to like start doing this stuff again. And then the mint base, I assume they're rolling with a similar format as last year, right? Like last year, their advent calendar was like an actual event, whereas my understanding, Pranksies is like, he's just like distributing a bunch of NFTs on a daily basis. So is that correct? Or am I not understanding?
Yeah. Mintbase is going to be that event based, like I think every day of the calendar, which is going to be crazy epic. I don't know how they're going to pull it off building out a product on their end after their crazy $1 million seed round that they raised. But that's the Mintbase advent calendar event. And then Pranksy is like a NFT subscription play, which is really dope too.
You know, I like hedged on that. I was like, I'm sort of interested in what Pranksy is going to be dishing out in this advent calendar. But I like also don't want like 25 days worth of Pranksy art. No offense, Pranksy. And then like I sort of, you know, went away from keyboard for a few days and came back and saw that there was like a bunch of like really dope artists and people involved in it then. And then it was like all sold out. I was like, shit. Waited.
Yeah, too long. I heard that from a bunch of people. I know I bought one. I got talked into it hard. It's the I don't know how much you guys, if you guys jump into the CryptoPunks Discord, man, that's a bad place if you want to keep your wallet closed.
No, I saw. I mean, Joy is actually one of the people who's not only speaking of the Whip, but is in that like almost pushed me over the edge. You know, I was like, I should at least check to see how many editions are left, and then you know, there it goes. So, My understanding is actually this the NFT that Joy is releasing for Pranksy's Advent Calendar is going to be done on a custom NFT 42 contract that we are working out for him. I'm pretty sure it's either that piece or maybe one prior to that, but we're doing something with him with his own custom contract so that he can essentially become his own marketplace moving forward and not have to go through third-party platforms. So I don't know, you know, Joy, man, he's always up to like something cutting edge and like probably ahead of his time with whatever is going on. But I'm like, this is probably my most affordable way to get a Joy in my wallet, on top of like 24 others of like, you know, everything else, NFTs of whatever else he's putting in there. But yeah, I blew it. So
I love talking to calendar. Him. He's got all kinds of cool ideas. And whenever he comes up with stuff, a lot of it's this sort of thing. It's like, holy cow, why hasn't anybody else thought of that before? So, man, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of copycats after, because he's definitely a pioneer in the space whenever he comes up with something.
Do you have anything to do with that? Or is that like the custom contracts? Or I know for people who aren't aware, we welcomed Trizlet last week to NFT 42, and he's going to be working heavily with Infinity.
Yeah, part of I came on to try to help streamline some of the dev processes for the InfinFT project, which I'm really super stoked and excited about. There's a lot of improvements. There's a lot of stuff that we've got in the pipeline that, you know, hopefully having more people will make it better. And definitely we've been talking to, I think he already announced it because he definitely had it on one of his things, where Joy plus NFT 42, and we're going to be creating some of the custom work for him, hopefully starting pretty soon. And then part of this, yeah, I saw because Pranksy had mentioned that the Joy toy stuff, which is going to be it's a Joy line, you know, but I think it might be slightly different. So I'm still trying to gather all the details too, because if we're going to design it, we got to make sure and nail down all the details and make sure it's right the first time. But I'm really excited to see what it comes up. And the fact that it's partnered with Pranksy, it's funny. I wanted to bring that up because the Pranksy Advent stuff, I had a lot of other people say, it's like, so the, you know, what's the point of this? It's like, so I have to trust this guy. I was like, well, yes. Like, but of all people, he's one that actually has a fairly well-known reputation in the space, is getting into a lot of projects, knowing a lot of the artists and stuff. So, and he knows the space and knows what collectors want. So I'm like, I'm less scared for Advent Calendar from Pranksy than I would be from some others, I guess. So a lot of exciting stuff around that, really.
Yeah, Pranksy's really built a name for himself, like around the name Pranksy, and has actually like a lot to lose with his reputation at this point in the game, and it's pretty well known. So no, that's actually a very good point. I don't know, man. I'm like notorious for missing out on like some of these like great NFT things. Crypto Voxels plots, you know, back in the day when they were like dirt cheap, I was like, is this really going to be a thing that takes off? And obviously here I am like hosting massive events in Crypto Voxels on a weekly basis. So yeah, don't come to me for NFT investment advice, at least.
I do that all the time. I've lost on a bunch of these projects, even though, you know, I don't know. I'm like, this is grazing. And then everybody else doesn't agree with me. But Crypto Voxels is definitely a good one. I remember I got in, I think when I look, I was like the second or third person to actually buy a plot. And at the time it was really, it was much less, the edges were much more rough. It had much more, it was much slower, had some weird other issues and stuff. But still, I was a big Minecraft maxi at the time. So I was like, oh no, this will be fun. Even if it loses, I don't care, because it'll be fun building some towers, and then worst case I'll just forget about it, right?
Yeah, having some builder skills I would think makes it a lot more appealing. Having zero building skills, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to create anything but like a wall here, and you know, if I'm just going to end up losing money. And I don't know, like I said, don't listen to me, here I am.
Dude, there's just so many new projects popping up though. Like, you missed the Advent Calendar, but like artblocks.io launched. I'm sure you may have missed that too, since that was over the weekend. At least two of the three projects. Oh my god, yeah, the Jeff G. Davis. And
I think I have one of those in my wallet, right? Didn't you say if you did like the practice one, you got one in your wallet? I need to like, yeah, check
Snowfro sent us all one of the squigglies, you know, everybody who helped test, but it was
the
just
squigglies are dope.
Yeah, he generated one for all of us and stuff, which I like the one I got, but yeah, it's definitely yeah, I remember because the testing one I got too carried away with, and then I was like, oh no, I'm like, and then when I came to LiveNet, I started buying a couple. I'm like, nope, this is gonna get too crazy. I don't have enough to just start dropping, you know. I don't know. You, as I said, you get in the CryptoPunks Discord, and they're already going gaga over it, and they're talking.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I minted 300 of them. I'm like, you what?
He sold through, didn't he?
Well, it's a platform. Not it's Snowfro created the squiggly one, but he created the platform. So some of these, Genesis one and the construction one, which are actually those are created by other generative artists that are using his platform. So the Genesis one was one that got that took off really fast and sold out really quick.
The construction one sold out too.
Yeah, and those are crazy if you look at some of them. I caught some bad FOMO and had to go pick up one that looked like it was a big T because somebody in the CryptoPunks one was like, oh, these would be amazing signatures. I was like, oh my God, you're right. I need to do it before somebody else thinks about it. So I went and bought the first T I found. So now it's mine.
Dude, Snowfro's, shout out to them. Artblocks is a Metalympic sponsor as well and has one of the coolest ideas that I think I mentioned at the previous Metalympics, but it's worth re-mentioning. Mechanisms that he's working on that I think is almost done where he can install it in the booths in the Metalympics, and then you can actually, like, when you click on the item, the wearable will automatically be delivered to your account. So it actually, like, mimics, like, real life swag bags and, like, you know, event booths where you can just, you know, literally go to the booth and click on it and get a pen from Artblocks or whatever, or a mug, or, you know, so I mean, just imagine, like, you know, between that and like the paintball and, you know, all these reasons why I should have invested in CryptoVoxels a year ago that are like finally coming to fruition. It's going to be insane, man. A year ago from now is the amount of progress is insane from to where we are at this point.
So you think maybe we could get Jim to post another follow-up article from his New York NYC one about the swag bag stuff. Look what Snowfro did, everybody.
I forgot about Jim railing on the swag bag from NFT NYC. It's like an ongoing conversation for like a week, I feel like. Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, but that, I mean, it's so cool. Actually, I was talking to Jim about, you know, planning the in real life convention, which, you know, seems like we can at least start thinking may happen at some point, assuming we get a vaccine for this pandemic and everything, that we can actually look forward to hanging out and doing some in real life stuff. And it would just be so dope, man. I was saying, like, I would pay a premium now at this point. It's like, how much is an event ticket? I'll pay double, man. Get me out of the house and to like a fun, like, you know, community in real life conference where, you know, now even, you know, I give NFT NYC a hard time for having boring speakers and everything. But at this point, man, I would kill for something like that. It seems like we're way, way overdue to all get together and, you know, go to one of these things and continue to level our game ups, because I don't know, we've done a pretty good job of recreating it, but it is still hard to like quantify, you know, what the magic of one of these in real life events is. And part of it is, you know, I feel like we're still like riding it out from NFT NYC. I mean, all three of us were there. We're all involved in projects with other people who were there. And it's because it was one of the last like big things, I feel like it's sort of, you know, the bonds that were created there have gone a long way.
Yeah. There's something to be said for meeting somebody in person and talking to them, even though we've done a lot in the VR space, which has been really cool, but man, combining the two, like there's so many people I've met over the past year over Discord, you know, in CryptoVoxels, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I'm like, man, you seem like it'd be awesome to go and sit and, you know, somebody I can talk your ear off of while we get a beer, because it's so much of that.
The meet space meetups, they just turbocharge everything, right? So pre-existing relationships, like you meet everyone, you're like, you're already brothers and sisters almost from the get-go. And then from there, any other like related networks kind of funnel in really quickly. And since everyone is kind of like validated one another on the inner circle, like the outer circle becomes the inner circle super quickly. And then we all kind of like dissipate or back to our own parts of the world. But those connections from those, the MeetSpace meetups, oh my God, they're so powerful and long lasting. And they, I think we tapped into a new vein where we can kind of keep those flames going when we're apart with these virtual metaverse meetups, right? We can kind of come back together, hear other people talking about what they've been doing, have a bunch of fun, these like crazy meetups that we've started creating. And yeah, just wait for the next one. But we're definitely long overdue for that turbocharging for the in real life meetups. Can't wait for.
Oh, yeah, man. I need to go have some beers definitely. With crypto peeps.
Oh, my God, yeah. You know,
seriously. Because that is crazy, though, like to imagine these things sort of being concurrent with like in real life events. Like,
oh, my God.
It makes it like so much different, right? Because, you know, now let's say we have 2-3 conferences a year where, you know, we see each other or you're running into like a lot of the same like overlapping crowds or whatever. But then we have these, you know, virtual meetups that continue to go on in between all those things. It's like very exciting, man, to think that, I don't know, I guess for the longest time, it just seemed like we were never going to see people again. Now, at least there's like a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, I know Matt wanted to trash our bots. We got a bot that Matt doesn't like. And we also have like a really cool bot. But one of our bots does not like Matt.
Doesn't like me or any other speakers. It feels like a lot of the audience that try to get into Discord, even people that have been registered, they ran into this new anti-bot captcha bullshit. Like, it's so frustrating. It's infuriating. I think it was Polymarket Shane the other week. Like, he got a captcha. We were looking at the same thing. We saw the same thing. We tried to enter the same thing and we kept getting denied. And he was flipping out right before the whip, the last whip. And he's like, I don't think I'm going to get end access to this. I'm not going to make it to the whip. And then we decided to give him, or add the whip presenter admin roles so we can get back in. But it was bullshit. Like,
you guys are going way overboard with that. It is so frustrating having speakers not be able to get in there, having to go into their DMs, trying to find like 3 different check marks to kind of validate, because there's also like the weird claim, like role claim thing that's separate to that connects your MetaMask. Y'all got to simplify something. This is like driving me crazy.
That's a different bot. The capture bot is a standard Discord bot. That's like a pretty like normal thing. I've had one person who've reached out to me that wasn't able to figure out the verification thing, but it's like pretty standard across most Discord platforms. Dude,
every speaker.
That's what I'm saying, man. We send you the links to give, you know, the speakers the hard test to make sure they're, you know, well vetted before we let them in. I don't know. It's doing all right, man, because it's, dude, seriously, before we had this bot, which this is not our custom bot, honestly. This is like a pretty standard, like, I guess not great Discord bot, but we were getting absolutely destroyed with these Uniswap scams that were just popping up everywhere. And ever since we brought the bot in, you know, I don't have to spend an hour a day whacking Uniswap scams. And we've been setting attendance records in the meantime. So someone's figuring out the bot. But the cool bot that we have, which is unrelated to the not cool bot, is the one that allows you to claim roles, which was extremely complicated up until recently. And now it's less extremely complicated. But it allows you to claim and assign roles based on the NFTs you're holding as well, instead of the tokens. So we had like the Whip Fam and the Whip Whale role. And a lot of Discords have like similar type of bots where you can sort of assign people roles based on the amount of whatever currency you have. But I guess now we have this bot where, depending on how many, say, Avastars you have, you can get a role assigned to you and do some similar things that you can with the token. tokens and some combination of all that. So I don't know, man, all these fucking bots are like so confusing to me, to be completely honest with you. Yeah. But it does open up like a lot of possibilities in terms of like what you can do for with certain NFTs and allow like access to certain channels and things going on, similar to what you can do with the tokens. But one of the most confusing things to me, which is what you just touched on, was like how to claim these roles for all these things. And I guess there's like essentially like a claim all thing now. So whatever the hell you got in your wallet, you just hit claim all and it gives you whatever you're eligible for. And then I guess if you want to dive deeper and figure out what you need to get other stuff, you can. But that to me is like half the battle. I was like, dude, I don't have the time or energy to figure out what I'm allowed to get and what I, you know, need to get in order to get another thing. Hitting claim all seems to make a lot more sense. So I don't know, man. In some ways, it's like overwhelming because we've got all these cool bots that do all these cool things. And now that sort of presents, like Triz was saying, not a problem, but an opportunity to figure out what the hell all these cool things are that we're going to get these bots to do.
Yeah, it's an opportunity. It's never a bad thing, right?
I had an old boss that used to say that to me, man. It banged it into my head, and it used to drive me crazy. But to be honest, now I always think about that, and I feel like it's the right way to look at things.
Well, it's definitely a more optimistic way to look at it instead of pessimistic, right? I guess.
I don't know, do you know what to do with these bots, man?
Well, I mean, they seem to be working for me, but as we've said before, like I'm also on the technical side of things, and we don't.
Oh, I meant the robots. Oh my God, has anyone ever said that before? Did I just coin the term the robots?
It's like the Autobots, but it's our special take on them. Sweet.
you get roles for I don't know. You can get access to things and stuff or whatever.
Just like 10 different roles I saw Jim listing up. I'm like, what the F are all these roles? But like you said, just having claim all and get whatever you're entitled to. I feel like that's probably good enough for most folks. As long as they know to hit like exclamation before they claim all.
Yeah, that's the thing is like I feel pretty strongly when you get to create some of these, you know, especially in the whole dApp space and everything, people, they want a simplified experience, but you also have superpower users that want the more advanced features. So I'm like, yeah, if you have, yeah, hit, come in here, hit claim all, and it'll just do it for you. Or you can do the research, you can do specific little things, and you can do more, then you can go for it. Like, I like that approach, honestly.
Well, part of what was getting complicated and part of why there's like 10 different roles is because now we have all these like, you know, communities within the community that want to use the bots for their own things. So like Zoo Token wants to do like a Zoo Token thing within their thing. And then, you know, Bittrees, you know, if they want to do a Bittrees thing. So all of a sudden, like, you know, not everyone will be utilizing all these roles, but they are available for the communities who want to utilize them for one thing or another. So yeah, the claim all is a lifesaver. I'm a mod, man. I just give myself these things.
I just steal all the rights I want.
Yeah, man. I got God mode powers, dude. I just assign myself all this shit. I don't fuck with these bots.
Banhammer coming from Rizzledown. Yeah. But, you know, it's actually a cool thing that Token Smart is getting. It's growing like that because it's good in that I feel like a lot of the mods, a lot of the people in the Token Smart community are here for, I wouldn't say the right reasons, but they're here because, you know, a lot of them are OGs. They know the space. They've been around. They've been ripped off. They know what to look out for. You know, it's like there's a lot of solid players in it. So it's cool having that community. And as other people come in, it's good. I mean, for me, since I'm in so many Discords, like I'm constantly deleting Discords because I hit my 100 Discord limit every day, apparently, because I constantly get invited to new ones. So
yeah, it's a cool sandbox.
I just got attacked by a dog.
It's a cool sandbox experience, though. Seeing what works, what doesn't, what needs to be weeded out, kept. But I mean, going to like from the robots to all the different servers, I mean, that's like a totally different conversation for a different day, probably. But I've been kind of thinking about this over the past couple of weeks. But the future just doesn't seem like 100 Discord servers. Like, that doesn't seem tenable. It doesn't seem to work at all. Someone's going to come in and start centralizing things in a more meaningful way, in a less kind of distracting way too, because once you hop into Discord, of course it's super powerful, but it's, you just get lost and everything gets sucked into
like the black hole of indifference for me after some point, outside of like one or two different servers. So some player is going to come in, wrap things up in a nice, pretty package, and do something a little bit better. But
well, it's interesting.
Discord seems like it's in its infancy in that way too, man. I wish Discord didn't tell on me. Is there a way to make it not tell on you when you leave a Discord? I always feel self-conscious. I'm like, sorry guys. Don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Well, now I'm going to feel self-conscious. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah,
man. This is big mark. Rizzle left.
Shit. It's usually the death of most projects when Matt leaves. Yeah. You just don't know because he's left. Yeah.
Yeah. Grim Reaper status.
Yo, guys, I actually have to head out here, but appreciate you catching up and knocking out this podcast with me. And it's good to sync up after sort of being away for a few days and everything. Anything else we need to hit before we close it up
here? I don't think so. As I mentioned earlier, yeah, I'm trying to take over the InfiniFT project. So I know we're currently having some trouble right now, but we're looking at launching a whole new interface. So it should be pretty cool soon. I think I'm pretty hyped for it. So I hope the rest of the community is going to be too.
Hell yeah, man. That's like basically why we needed you, because of the unsustainable hype. We're like, yeah, we better get this thing like another hand on deck and get this thing streamlined and working more smoothly. So yeah, man, really appreciate
it. It's definitely got the potential to be a big one if we can get everything going right, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. All good for me. See everyone at Whip Asia, 3 p.m. Hong Kong time, 7 a.m. UTC.
Excellent.
Awesome. All right. Good catching up. See you guys soon. Shout out to Easy Listening Party.
Yeah, later, guys. Hello, everybody at the Listening Party.
See you guys.